Come on, buddy.
Hey, man, it's good to be here tonight.
Yes.
Some of you I know, some of you I've never met.
Yes, come on.
45 years, 8 months ago, I got saved.
Thank God. Yeah.
I got invited to a revival.
Yeah.
I was bad on drugs. I was just what the world was then.
Yeah.
What it is tonight.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't even know how to pray, brother.
Come on.
But I know one thing.
Holy.
The night I got there, when I got to that altar, I told the preacher was preaching that revival, brother, I don't know who you're praying to, and I don't even know how to pray.
Well.
Amen. Thank God. Never been in church with my parents.
Holy.
But I'm going to tell you, it didn't stop God from saving me that night.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. And he can still save them today. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I heard a... Brother Mark's the second time he's going to hear it. I told this at the home church last night. I heard a song, and I don't know what the name of the song is, but some of the words went like this. Don't tell God how big your mountain is. Tell the mountain how big your God is. Amen. We need to do that. Amen.
Right.
But if we're not careful, amen, the mountain really looks big. It'll block us from really finding God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. I really feel good here tonight. I tell you, first time I've ever been here, I know Brother Jason. I know these girls that just got done singing for a long time. I won't even say how long I've known them, but I've known them for a long time. Amen. It's good to be in church with you, Brother Tom.
Yes, sir.
Brother J.R. Yes. But I'm going to tell you, the night God saved me.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. I had drugs on me, and I went to church that night with a different agenda. I had no clue about conviction, didn't know nothing about God, didn't even know why people knelt or why they even looked up. I didn't know. But I'm going to tell you what, when that little preacher got to preaching on the blood of Christ,
come on.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, Brother Tim.
Come on.
Amen. I got under conviction. I went there with Big Jerry Kazee, who's my brother-in-law, and he was backslidden. Right in the middle of that service, he jumped up in the middle of that service and said, I've run as far as I can run. I can't run no farther. And down the aisle he went. Amen. Left me sitting there by myself in this church. And that little boy that was preaching just tuned right into me. I knew it was, I didn't know it at the time, but I told him, my dad told me men don't cry.
Yeah.
But brother, I'm going to tell you what, amen, that man got to preaching to me. Next thing I know, tears started running out of the sides of my face. Amen. I'm sitting there thinking, Brother Mark, what my dad had told me.
Right.
Amen. But I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I really couldn't help it. All I could do was come up. Even though I didn't know what to do when I got up there, I told him to. I don't know how to pray. I don't know who you're praying to. And he said, kneel right down here, and we're going to get down. We're going to pray you through. Amen.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did that night.
God.
Amen.
Come
they
on.
Prayed me through.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's been a wonderful life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it.
No.
There ain't no way.
Come on.
Amen. I thank God for being saved tonight. How about you?
Yes.
Can you remember the night God saved you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing like it. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is good. Being sanctified holy is good. That's all good. But I'm going to tell you, the night God saved me was the night changed my life forever. How about you?
Praise God. Howdy.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to sing an old song that Brother Jack sings. In the key of G, I think, and if that's the wrong key, we'll look. Way down in Egypt's land, when at the Lord's command, the death angel of the Lord passed through. Now the Lord did say that. Lose all their guilty stains.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And you know what? It says the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there, though I, as vile as him, he washed all my sins away. Thank God. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, I really am glad for that tonight. Amen. Come on, brother.
Glory.
Amen. I thank you for your giving. I'd be glad to give it back. I'm just glad to be here. How many knows you've been blessed emphatically by the hand of Almighty God?
You're right.
The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10 tonight, we've been reading with verse number 19. Amen. The Bible says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise.
Yes. Yes.
Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Yes,
Lord. I want you to notice three or four verses here tonight. The Bible said in verse number 22, let us draw near.
Right.
Verse 23, let us hold fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Verse 24, let us consider.
Yes.
And verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I want to preach tonight on a simple thought. I'd like to preach on some essential encouragements or last day encouragements. There's some things that are extremely important in this hour in which we live. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the blessing of being in Huntington, West Virginia tonight with Brother Painter and these good folks in the house of God. We thank you for the church here. We thank you for the people. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do. Thank you for how you've established them, kept them, ministered to them. Amen. And desire to continue to bless them. I pray you'd engulf us tonight, envelop us, enshroud us with your power and presence. Let your mighty hand reach down tonight as you touch our lives in a supernatural way. And we get a greater vision, a greater hunger, and a greater insight to the blessedness of simple obedience to the holy word of God.
Yes,
and we'll praise you, love you, and give you all the glory in Jesus' holy name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say how much I appreciate Brother Reed, all the times he's ministered for us. Appreciate his great burden for Belize.
Yes.
The work of God. What an encouragement, labor, and help he has been to my son and the good men.
Thank you, Lord.
That God has opened that effectual door. I don't know if it's possible to get a little water tonight. If it's not, it's not the end of the world. What a beautiful chapter tonight. The book of Hebrews. The Apostle Paul is credited more than any other writer. Amen. Being the author through the Holy Ghost of this great inspirational writing that challenges us and reminds amen, not only us but the Jews. Amen. Who came into this wonderful experience with Christ, and then some of them had a problem of going back into Judaism. That's why Hebrews 2:1 reminds us, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For the word which was spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression, and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we simply just neglect so great a salvation? The fact is, it is important we hold on to what we know. It's not what we don't know that's hurting us or killing us or hindering us tonight. It's simply not putting into being and appropriating and doing what God has already told us to do. How many times has he reminded us in the scripture, happy are ye if you know these things and do them. How many times has he told us, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. How many times has he reminded us, he would never leave us, never forsake us, so that we may boldly say, why? For he has said, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Oh, brother, there is a revival, there is a renewing, there is a blessing, there is a restoration, there is a great moving for any individual and any church tonight that will simply do their first works and their first love, and they will continually draw nigh unto God. Amen, brother. We look at some things in this hour, and we just about let the spirit of the age and the world mesmerize us to a place that sometimes we act like, well, I just don't understand what's going on. But brother, most of us here tonight have read this good book, heard it preached under the authority and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We've heard enough messages in tongues and interpretations. Some of us have had dreams. Some of us have had visions. Say amen. Amen. Brother, you and I have been inspired and we have been influxed, amen, by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, that when we really look at the Word of God and we, amen, meditate upon it, through the Spirit of God, we know exactly what's going on. Amen, brother. Everything ain't a mystery tonight. Amen. The biggest mystery is salvation, and that God would so love the world. But the fact is, we are living in the last days. We know that. I don't have to preach a whole message on that. We're living in a time that everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. But I'm glad there is some things that are not able to be shaken in this hour. How many knows the throne of God will never be shaken? His throne, oh Lord, amen, is eternal. It's everlasting tonight. I'm glad tonight the kingdom of God, amen, is going to be here forever. Amen. And I'm glad we can be a part of it. I'm glad the word of the Lord endured forever. Heaven knows it. Heaven and earth's going to pass away. Amen, but amen. God's word will endure forever. The flower fadeth and the grass withereth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. I'm glad the real church, I'm glad a real saint of God can abide forever. Whatsoever's born of God overcometh the world. 1 John 5:14, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, brother. I want to tell you, brother, there are some things that are established. There's some things that are not going to be moved. We've sung it in Pentecost for 50 years, like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree. Well, we sung it when there was no persecution. We sung it during some of the best years in this country. And but it needs to be resounded from the housetop tonight. And Jesus Christ is the Lord. And he's coming back again. Amen. And of the men that look for him, shall he appear? I'm looking for his appearing. I'm loving his appearing. I'm longing for his appearing tonight. But I want to tell you, amen. Oh, I want to tell you, oh, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Anybody glad he abides? Anybody glad he reigns? Anybody glad he's interceding tonight? Anybody glad God's got his eyes upon you? Anybody glad he hears your every cry? Anybody glad that him that is able to establish us, amen, to help us, to fix us, to keep us, those of us that are kept by the power of God tonight, brother, we ought to shout it in the mouth of hell. I'm going to make it by the grace of God. I'm going to see it through, brother. You can make it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, forevermore.
And the writer comes to us in chapter 10 tonight, reminding us of some good things, some great things, some precious things, some imperative things, some things that are essential in this hour, brother. There's a lot of things we can get by without, but there's some things you and I must keep. There's some things you and I must continue on. Amen, brother. I want to tell you, we which have believed, amen, oh, we must be careful to maintain good works. Amen. How many of those are spiritual maintenance? We maintenance the house. We do maintenance on the church. We do maintenance on the car. We do maintenance on the PA system. We upgrade everything. How many know it's time to upgrade the prayer life? It's time to upgrade the Bible reading. I tell you, one of the best things we've done in 21 years. Amen. In Columbus, we started another prayer meeting. Amen. Just four, five, 6 months ago on Monday night. Amen. I tell you, we haven't had any visions yet, and we haven't seen any angels dispatched visibly. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. There's been a change in our people. There's been a change in our services. Are we where we want to be? No, not yet. Amen. But thank God we're heading in the right direction. Thank God we see the need. I'm telling you, brother, there is some things that are essential in this hour. Having therefore, brother, in boldness, enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. They talked about it. They sung about the blood tonight. Anybody know you're covered? Anybody know you've been washed? Anybody know you're sanctified? Anybody know you're justified? Anybody know you've been made whole? Amen. Not by corruptible things, as silver and gold, or from the vain conversation from the tradition of our fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. How many knows it's a precious blood? How many knows it's a powerful blood? How many knows it's a real blood? How many knows it's a revelant blood? It's his real tonight as it was 2,000 and some years ago on a cross called Calvary. I want to tell you tonight, as Brother Tim or somebody testified, there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Thank God for the blood of Jesus tonight. Having therefore, brother, in boldness, how do you come to God?
Hallelujah.
Glory. Tell about Brother Bobby Roper. Bless his heart. He did go on. Good friend of mine. He's pastor. He was holding revival in Wilson, North Carolina for Brother Billy Harris. And Brother Harris was trying to get a loan through at the bank to do some work at the church. And they pulled up to the bank there. They was out running that day. And Brother Bobby saw an ice cream truck out there in the parking lot. And he said, I'll be in a minute. He headed for the ice cream truck. Man, he loaded up his arms, come back into that bank. He's looking around. Finally saw the president's office. He saw Brother Harris sitting in there. He didn't ask nobody. He didn't knock on any door. He just walked in there to let ice cream. Busted the door open. Amen. And the banker, the president said, who's this guy? Oh, he said, it's an evangelist. He's holding a revival for me. He's okay. It's all right. Amen. Bobby spoke up and said, oh, what do you want? The drumstick or the fudge sickle? Amen. The banker said, I want the drumstick. Amen. So they sat down and ate their ice cream, got the loan. Amen. And just went on their way. I'll tell you what, having therefore, brother, in boldness, I'm not worthy in myself. I never ever would be worthy. Nothing I'll ever do. But because a man called Jesus left the splendors of heaven, gave his life on an old rugged cross, all heaven and earth stood in attention. Amen. One was worthy for the sins of man. Not only became the sacrifice, but became the high priest and walked in as priest and sacrifice and said, it's finished. The debt has been paid. And because he lives, under of a son, not of a whole, you and I live. Because he's alive, you and I have victory tonight. Thank God, having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. A new and living way. I found a better way, a brighter path for my feet. I'm glad I found a better way. I'm glad I found a church and I found a place to pray. Thank God I found a better way. Amen. Oh, I did into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way which he had consecrated. Amen. By his flesh, for you and I, amen, and having a high priest over the house of God. Not only is he made it accessible, not only is he sanctified the area, I'm going to tell you, brother, we have a high priest at the right hand of God. Amen. Brother, you and I can enter right into the throne room. How many times have you and I sat in a church service just like this tonight? Amen. And we were immediately sitting in a heavenly place in Christ Jesus. As the songwriter said, standing in the presence of the King, the world just slips away beneath my feet, and mortal tongue will never write the song that my heart sings when I'm standing in the presence of the King. Amen. Anybody ever really been deep? Anybody ever really got saturated? Anybody ever got lost in the sweet Holy Ghost? Anybody ever been trained in the Spirit? Anybody ever got to the place, or as you could say, was holy, 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 holy? Oh, thank God for the presence and the privilege of the priesthood of Christ.
Yes.
Having these promises. We preached about promises the other night at home. But there's a lot of promises. How many knows it? Great, exceeding precious promises. Promises are the pipeline between you and us and God.
Right.
And brother, when we claim the promises, when we stand upon the promises, when we believe the promise, let me tell you, you got a need tonight, the best thing you can do, I'll drop this and roll off, is find you a promise in the Word of God that meets your needs. If it's material, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If it's sickness, amen, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Find you a promise, and then you, amen, saturate yourself with it every day, and then you meditate upon it. Brother, you believe it, you claim it, you stand upon the Word of God, and you hold on. The last thing you do is you just stand, having all and done, stand, having your loins girt about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, amen, the shield of faith, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I want to tell you, brother, there's a promise for every need we have tonight. We've seen standing on the promises for years. Brother, we need to act it out. We need to believe it.
Yes.
We need to put it into being. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I remember years ago, Noah, my son, was 4 or 5 years old, about five. He may have even been six. We left the church in Kentucky, went back on the road for another 12 years. And amen, it was his birthday coming up. I mean, brother, we were just making the best of the situation. And his birthday was coming up, he wore a bicycle. Amen, I remember I went over to Sears, had a card, got him a bicycle already put together, took him back to that little house we were staying in Anderson, Indiana, preacher Brother Clifton Smith. We had a vehicle then, but no trailer. Amen, we're just doing it all over again after 5 years. Amen, and we'd been to the laundromat. Amen. One of the most dreaded places in the world was evangelist, but you got to do it sometime. Amen. Thank God for washers and dryers and trailers. But anyway, been there, done that. Amen. I got the t-shirt. But I'm telling you, we went to the laundromat. He knew it was his birthday. Daddy, can we go look at bicycles, please? I said, son, we'll go, but let's go into church and pray about it. Brother, we went in there. I said, now just pour your heart out to God. Tell him how much you need that bicycle. Brother, he got to pray, oh Jesus, I need a bicycle. Oh, my bicycle, Lord, I need a bicycle. He's a crying and snotting and blowing around, Brother JR. I mean, he praying up a storm. He outprayed anybody that week in that revival. Amen. Pray for that bicycle. He got to pray now, just let him pray. About 20 minutes out of praying there with him, he got up. I said, son, well, what did he say? Yeah. He said, Daddy, he said, it's all right with him if it's all right with you. That's what he told me. I got news for you. Can I tell you that God has already said it's all right? And a lot of things we pray about, and God said, all things are yours. All things that pertain to godliness and righteousness. He won't withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly before. Oh, we just believe and we just pray, having these promises. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. When's the last time you took a little extra time to draw near?
Holy Lord.
When's the last time?
I've been extremely busy a little while. You know how busy's busy. That's a whole other message. Like how long is long?
Yeah.
My wife said to me the other night, Mark, now you promised me a date night.
Well,
a week or two ago, when we gonna have it? I said tomorrow night, Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah.
And maybe we even have a little bit of leftovers on Saturday morning to go to breakfast.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you.
But when's the last time you, the Lord, just you and him?
Just you and him.
You spent a little time with him. Rusty Goodman used to sing that song back in the early 80s, Spend a Little Time with Him.
Yeah. Yes.
He used to sing down in Texas, shut in with God in a secret place. Yeah. Shut in with God, just beholding his face. Shut in with God, I see his glory
and his grace. How sweet it is to be shut in with God.
Holy Lord.
They ain't nothing like church.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing like getting together with a household of faith.
Right.
They ain't nothing like collective prayer. But I want to exhort to you and I tonight, there has to be sometimes it's just you and the Lord. I mean, when you get to where you're praying just plain out fresh prayer. I mean, some folks have prayed the same prayer so long, so often. Brother, God just puts a recorder on. He's heard it so many times. He knows what we're going to say before we even say it.
Yeah.
But there's a place. God told Moses, there's a place by me. There's a place in that cleft of the rock. There's a place. I'm going to visit you like you have not been visited. I'm going to show you part of me you've never seen before, brother. I'm going to let you see a glimpse of my glory like Peter, James, and John. Amen. There on the Mount Transfiguration, they got a glimpse of his glory. How many of those eyes have not seen, if not heard? Ethan entered into the heart of man the things God's prepared for them that love it. But he had revealed it unto us by his Spirit. Anybody ever have God revealed something to you? Anybody took the time to seek God's face to where he made something very prevalent and real to your life?
Yes.
When you get quiet,
holy.
When you take time to draw near unto God.
Come on, man.
There's a door in the church. I've started praying there. Just there, all right off the altar. Just a good place when my voice was strained. I can pray up against that metal door and get a good resound. Wouldn't be straining my guts out. I pray like I preach sometimes. I know God's not deaf.
Come on.
But brother, there's times you pour your whole heart out.
Yeah.
From the depths of my heart, I'm crying out to you, Lord.
Yeah.
And amen to God, I call that my wailing wall. I go there and pray. Go there and seek God. And I'm going to tell you, brother, everyone, but a couple weeks ago, I got to pray there one morning. I got to pray for folks I hadn't thought of in years. I got to praying about things I hadn't thought about in years, brother. I want to tell you, brother, if you got the time, God has the answer. If you got the time, God has the refreshing. If you take the time, brother, God will visit you. Amen. If you seek me early, he said, if you seek me with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, let me tell you, brother, God's not a genie in a bottle. God's not a spare tire. God went out of the Santa Claus business a long time ago. Let me tell you, brother, he's got to be fair. He got to be number one. He got to be Lord of your life. He got to be in control. He got to be able to deal with your life. When's the last time you draw nigh to God? Let us draw near. Let us draw near. Let me read a couple scriptures tonight. Let us draw near tonight.
Amen.
Oh, there's such a need in this hour.
Yes.
Amen. I've shared, sometimes Brother Tim and I will share a few things. We work together a few days a week sometimes. Sometimes more than others. But what has concerned me, and I speak as a fool, I'm nobody tonight. I'm just a pastor trying to do the will of God.
Come on.
Amen. I don't have all the answers. Haven't figured everything out, but I know where the answers is.
Right.
I know where my help cometh from. Amen.
Right, yeah.
My help cometh from the Lord. And I know God has the answer for every need, situation, circumstance of this last day scenario you and I find ourselves in.
Yeah.
But I tell you what concerns me. It doesn't matter if it's a camp meeting, a homecoming, a revival. I'm telling you, brother, you pray more than 5 minutes, they act like what's wrong with you. Amen. But there have been times I've prayed a few places and, hey man, I got up and had a dozen stand around me. Nobody else praying in the church. Amen. Act like I had committed some horrible sin. I'm telling you, brother, anybody remember when you first got saved? Anybody remember when you fell in love with Jesus? Let me tell you, friend, that first year of evangelizing, I'd go in my garage for 8 hours a day. I'd read my Bible praying fast, Brother Tommy. I'm telling you, amen, brother, I know what it's like to miss 3 days.
I know what it's like to miss 7 days. I'm overdue for a fast right now. I'll confess my sin tonight. But I'll tell you one thing, brother. Do you remember how it was? Amen. Oh, you wanted him. You wanted his presence. You wanted his power. Amen. Paul said, oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Thank God for good holiness churches. Thank God for good people and pastors. But are we making use of the altar? Are we really drawing nigh to God? Are we really seeking face? Let us draw near with a true heart. Hallelujah. The Bible says a great blessing is drawing near to God. David said in Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Yes.
He went on to say, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Also my flesh shall rest in hope. For that will not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer that Holy One to see corruption.
Yes, God.
That will shew me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy.
Right.
And at thy right hand, their pleasures forevermore.
Yes.
I've set the Lord always before me. Psalms 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Amen. And all, amen. He went on to say, and save us such of a contrite spirit. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon it. Ain't it interesting? The more I pray, the more I feel his nearness. The more I pray, the more I believe his promises. The more I pray, the more my faith increases. The songwriter said, when mama prayed, all heaven paid attention. I'm going to tell you, there's a place in God that you can get in your prayer life. There'll be no doubt about it. And we have this confidence. We have this promise. We know that he heareth us. If we ask anything according to the will of God, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, we know we have the petitions that we desire, the answers on the way. God said, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?